Vice President of Commissioner Michael Flores from Sacramento. Next to Michael is Bob Hetzelaar, Commissioner from Santa Monica. Next to Bob is Bob Trainer, our Executive Director, who is the reason we're here today. Next to Bob is Ryan Broderick, the Director of the Department of Fish and Game. On my right is Cindy Gustafson, Commissioner from Tahoe City. And right of Cindy is Richard Rogers, Commissioner from Carpinteria. We also have with us Bill Cunningham from the Attorney General's Office, who is our legal counsel. And we have Game Warden Lieutenant John Laughlin with us today. The purpose of this meeting is the commission is in the process of finding a replacement for our retiring executive director, Mr. Trainer. We have interviewed a total of 15 candidates. Out of the 15 candidate interviews, subcommittees performed the interviews, and the candidates were narrowed down to three candidates, which were invited for a second interview today. And those candidates were John Carlson, Ricardo Martinez, and John Fisher. And the purpose of this meeting is to provide the public an opportunity to make public comment on the parties that we have to make a decision on. So at this time, before our commission makes any kind of a nomination or a decision, we would like to offer the opportunity for anyone from the public who might like to or desire to make public comment on any one of the three candidates.
Yep.
Is there anyone from the public? With that, I would entertain a motion from any of the commissioners.
Do we speech or just a motion?
We could make a motion, and I'll give you an opportunity to speak on the motion after I get a second.
I'd like to make a motion to nominate John Carlson as our new executive director.
I'll second that.
Can I have a motion and a second on behalf of John Carlson on the question, Commissioner Hetzelaar?
Sure. All three candidates are extraordinary, and I know people say that, but they were. We have, some of us have different visions here and what we think the executive director of this commission should be. Of course, they'll know one that will fill the shoes, be able to follow through, you know, do the work that Bob Trainer has done. But I see the role of the executive director as someone who can give us critical guidance, who can get the work done, who's dependable, smart, who's independent, who also can make sure that we get the notices out, provide us the information, and help bridge gaps between the commission, the department, and the commission and the constituency groups. I also want an executive director that understands, in addition to offering hunting and fishing opportunities for the people of California, which is the critical importance in the regulatory role of this commission, that we have a stewardship role and the resources of the state belong to everybody, and especially future generations. I looked at all three candidates. I thought they had extraordinarily good skills. I thought that they were all really good at a whole number of jobs that might be available in state government or in private industry. But I was convinced of John Carlson's ability to work with diverse groups and to follow through with the agenda we have. This commission has made it very clear that this year we want to be more aggressive in dealing with budget issues and dealing with legislative issues. My concern is I did not want executive director to be a sixth commissioner. I want to be executive director to help facilitate things for us, and anything we might do across the street, I think we need to do as political appointees. I just see the role of the executive director be something that's going to really help all of us to accomplish our agenda, and in those considerations, obviously, that's why I made the recommendation to support John Carlson.
Any other commissioners want to speak on the question?
I'd like to add a couple of things. First off, the legacy that Bob Trainer has left the commission with is impossible to fill. that role will never be filled. There's only one you, Bob, and we can only look for a change and a different legacy to be filled. So it is a difficult situation to be in, especially as a newer commissioner, knowing what we've heard from constituents and groups about Bob's credibility, tough shoes to follow. I, too, would like to say that the top three candidates were extremely qualified, successful, articulate, visionary candidates, and it was a very difficult decision. I think any of us could have worked with any of them, and we had to weigh a number of factors as individuals and making a balanced decision. It's difficult, especially in this venue and being in public with the candidates in the room and friends of the candidates in the room, because it does come down to affecting people's lives and the decisions that we're making. But I think we did our best to deliberate and make a wise and balanced decision on this issue. And I look forward to working with John and Matt.
Okay, I have I would only add that I've been involved in these situations before, and never before has it been so difficult for me to make a decision. And with that, I will call for a vote on the motion in a second that John Carlson be picked for executive director. On favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. I would like the record to show that that was a unanimous vote. And with that, this meeting is adjourned.
Wow. Yay, John, congratulations.